Chapter 4, Fire Dynamics, Course Objectives. Explain the basic principles of fire science. Describe how thermal energy impacts fire behavior. Explain the function of fuel within the combustion process. Explain the function of oxygen within the combustion process. Explain the self-sustained chemical reaction involved in flaming combustion. Differentiate among the stages of fire development. Explain how firefighting operations can influence fire behavior in a structure. Describe how building construction and layout affects fire development. Fire dynamics describes the meeting point between fire science, materials science, fluid dynamics of gases, and heat transfer. Understanding the basic physics of these sciences can give firefighters the knowledge needed to forecast fire growth at a scene and predict the likely consequences of various tactical options available for controlling a fire. Now, what? Let's get learning. Lesson 1. Learning objectives. Explain the basic principles of fire science. Fire science. Firefighters should have a scientific understanding of combustion, fire, heat, and temperature. Fire can take various forms, but all fires involve a heat-producing chemical reaction between some type of fuel and an oxidizer, most commonly oxygen in the air. Oxidizers are not combustible, but will support or enhance combustion. Table 4.1 lists some common oxidizers. Physical science terminology. Physical science is the study of matter and energy and includes chemistry and physics. This theoretical foundation must be translated into a practical knowledge of fire dynamics. To remain safe, you need to be able to identify the fire dynamics present in any given situation and anticipate what the next stages of the fire will be, along with how firefighting operations may impact the fire's behavior. Figure 4.1. The conditions found at a fire scene offer indications of a fire's current behavior and potential future behavior, courtesy of ULFSRI. Identify fire dynamics. Anticipate the next stages of the fire. Anticipate how operation may impact behavior. The world around you is made up of matter in the form of physical materials that occupy space and have mass. While matter can undergo many types of physical and chemical changes, this chapter will concentrate on those changes related to fire. A physical change occurs when a substance remains chemically the same, but changes in size, shape, or appearance. Examples of physical change are water freezing, liquid to solid, and boiling, liquid to gas. A chemical reaction occurs when a substance changes from one type of matter into another, such as two or more substances combining to form compounds. Oxidation. A chemical reaction involving the combination of an oxidizer, such as oxygen in the air, with other materials. Oxidation can be slow, such as the combination of oxygen with iron to form rust, or rapid, as in combustion of methane, natural gas. Figure 4.2. Energy. The capacity to perform work. Work occurs when a force is applied to an object over a distance, or when a substance undergoes a chemical, biological, or physical change. In the case of heat, work means increasing a substance's temperature. Potential energy represents the amount of energy that an object can release at some point in the future. Fuels have a certain amount of potential energy before they are ignited, based on their chemical composition. The heat of combustion, the potential energy available for release in the combustion process. The rate at which a fuel releases energy over time depends on many variables, including chemical composition, arrangement, density of the fuel, availability of oxygen for combustion, kinetic energy, the energy that a moving object possesses. While a fuel such as wood is not moving, as you might define it, when heat is introduced, the molecules within the fuel begin to vibrate. As the heat, thermal energy, increases, these molecules vibrate more and more rapidly. The fuel's kinetic energy is the result of these vibrations in the molecules. There are many types of energy, including chemical, thermal, mechanical, electrical, light, nuclear, sound. All energy can change from one type to another. For example, mechanical energy from a machine can convert to thermal energy when friction between moving parts generates heat. In terms of fire behavior, the potential chemical energy of a fuel converts into heat and light during combustion. Joules J. how energy is measured in the International System of Units, SI. The quantity of heat required to change the temperature of 1 gram of water by 1 degree Celsius is 4.2 joules. British thermal unit, B2, in the customary system, this is the unit of measurement for heat. The amount of heat required to raise the temperature of 1 pound of water by 1 degree Fahrenheit. While not used in scientific and engineering texts, the BTU is still frequently used in the fire service. When comparing joules and B2, 1055J1B2, chemical and physical changes almost always involve an exchange of energy. A fuel's potential energy releases during combustion and converts to kinetic energy. Exothermic reactions, reactions that emit energy as they occur. Fire is an exothermic chemical reaction that releases energy in the form of heat and sometimes light. Endothermic reactions, reactions that absorb energy as they occur. Figure 4.4. For example, converting water from a liquid to a gas, steam, requires the input of energy, resulting in an endothermic reaction. Converting water to steam is a tactic for controlling and extinguishing some types of fires. Test your knowledge. Fire triangle and tetrahedron. The fire triangle, figure 4.5, and fire tetrahedron, figure 4.6 models, are used to explain the elements of fire and how fires can be extinguished. Fire triangle, the oldest and simplest model, shows three elements necessary for combustion to occur: fuel, oxygen, and heat. Remove any one of these elements and the fire will be extinguished. The fire triangle was used before the general adaptation of the fire tetrahedron, which includes a chemical chain reaction. Fire tetrahedron, widely adopted today. An uninhibited chemical chain reaction must also be present for a fire to occur. Shows four elements necessary for combustion to occur: fuel, reducing agent, oxygen, oxidizing agent, heat, and a chemical reaction. Remove any one of these elements and the fire will be extinguished. Includes the chemical chain reaction to explain flaming or gas phase combustion. Fire is an example of gas phase combustion. Ignition. Fuels must be in a gaseous state to burn. Therefore, solids and liquids must become gaseous in order for ignition to occur. When heat is transferred to a liquid or solid, the substance's temperature increases and the substance starts to convert to a gaseous state, off-gassing. Pyrolysis refers to the off-gassing chemical change in solids. Vaporization refers to the off-gassing chemical change in liquids, figure 4.7. Piloted ignition. The most common form of ignition and occurs when a mixture of fuel and oxygen encounters an external heat source with sufficient heat or thermal energy to start the combustion reaction. Off-gassing solids, right. Off-gassing liquids, left. Piloted ignition involves the introduction of an external ignition source, while auto-ignition occurs under special conditions without the heat of a spark or other source. Auto-ignition occurs without any external flame or sparks to ignite the fuel gases or vapors. The fuel's surface is heated to the point at which the combustion reaction occurs. Figure 4.8. Once the fuel is ignited, the energy released from combustion transfers to the remaining solid fuel, resulting in the production and ignition of additional fuel vapors or gases. This exchange of energy from the burning gases to the fuel results in a sustained combustion reaction. Auto-ignition temperature, AIT. The minimum temperature at which a fuel in the air must be heated in order to start self-sustained combustion. The auto-ignition temperature of a substance is always higher than its piloted ignition temperature. Combustion. Fire and combustion are similar conditions. Both words are commonly used to mean the same thing. Combustion, however, is a chemical reaction, while flaming combustion is only one possible form of combustion. Combustion can occur without visible flames. There are two modes of combustion, non-flaming and flaming. Non-flaming combustion produces a smoldering glow at the material's surface, burning on or near the fuel's surface at oxygen contact. Non-flaming combustion occurs more slowly and at a lower temperature, producing a smoldering glow on the material's surface. The burning may be localized on or near the fuel's surface, where it is in contact with oxygen. Examples of non-flaming or smoldering combustion include burning charcoal or smoldering wood or fabric. The fire triangle illustrates the elements, conditions required for this mode of combustion. Flaming combustion. The correct ratio of gaseous fuel mixes with oxygen and heats up to ignition temperature. Flames are produced above the material. Flaming combustion is commonly referred to as fire. It produces a visible flame above the material's surface. Flaming combustion occurs when a gaseous fuel mixes with oxygen in the correct ratio and heats to ignition temperature. Flaming combustion requires liquid or solid fuels to be converted to the gas phase through the addition of heat, vaporization, or pyrolysis, respectively. When heated, both liquid and solid fuels will emit vapors that mix with oxygen, producing flames above the material's surface if the gases ignite. The fire tetrahedron accurately reflects the conditions required for flaming combustion. Each element of the tetrahedron must be in the proper proportion and in close physical proximity for flaming combustion to occur. Removing any element of the tetrahedron interrupts the chemical chain reaction and stops flaming combustion. However, the fire may continue to smolder depending on the characteristics of the fuel. Air entrainment. Ignition is where the combustion process begins. A heat source pyrolysis of fuel, creating fuel gases. Those gases mix with oxygen and ignite, creating a fire. The fire can be compared to a pump. Fresh oxygen is pumped in and mixes with fuel gases. Then as it burns, the fire pumps out combustion products that have larger amounts of mass and a higher level of energy than the inlet air. In the case of open burning, the pump does not have a well-defined inlet or outlet as the air is being entrained, drawn in, from all around the burning fuel. Figure 4.9 illustrates the intake flow to the fire and the exhaust flow from the fire.